HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Whoop my thunderstorms! Thunderstorms! Natural disasters can be linked together. Show ya, can see the weather patterns and the temperature of ocean. That wet sun rising, set weather right down to blow ya. Gonna shake up like a soda. All the clouds ahead, now changing air pressure, causing the rapid air movement. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another fair. Rainy storms on these lightning thunderstorms or thunderheads.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The State Department out with a warning for all Americans in Iraq.
Get out of the country immediately. They are saying they are at threat for kidnapping or even being killed.
Fox's Trey Yinks.
This coming after that strike last night outside of Baghdad's international airport killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani, this leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Additionally, seven other people were killed, including a deputy in a very large Iranian-backed Shia militia. It's important to note here that the Iranians today are vowing to respond.
Some Democrats, like presidential candidate former Vice President Joe Biden, calling President Trump's actions reckless. The price of oil jumping after the attack, and stock futures on Wall Street are sharply lower, with the Dow down more than 300 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Great shape. Dodging raindrops, though, burned a few calories this morning.
Yeah, it did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
The nice thing about my job is that there's no surprises. I knew the bottom was going to drop out. I got Bailey in the car 8 minutes earlier ahead of time, got the iPad in the car, and we actually got on the road before the bottom dropped out, and it was blinding rain on I-85 this morning as the line of showers and storms moved through. So we had a high temperature in the low 70s this morning before the front. We're in the mid-60s now. We may rebound to about 70. Showers and thunderstorms, the risk for that mainly through midday, then periods of rain later today and tonight, rain tapering off by late tonight, colder, low 50, leftover shower tomorrow morning, yeah, early we could, windy, colder, high in the low 50s, but then it'll seem so much colder with that wind blowing, and then mostly clear, cold Saturday night, 31 by dawn Sunday. Sunday's high. That's pretty nice. Upper 50s with sunshine and maybe some more rain by about Monday. Siri, how much rain did we get here?
The airport had 0.76 inches in that early morning thunderstorm. That brings the 24-hour total to 1.23 inches. My rain gauge in East Montgomery has had 0.90 inches since midnight. Total now 1.40 inches.
Good girl, Siri. Take the rest of the weekend off. Right now this morning, it's 66 degrees with rain falling and calm winds at 6:08.
I'll ask Mrs. Bitterbuttle to send me a picture of our gauge, see what's going on there.
Right.
That's 6:08.
Blaze fan covered in my big old gut. Dumpy love handles and a beefy butt. I'll go back to the gym. Calorie cut. Cause at Christmas, I got pretty chunky.
It's after 6, News Talk 93.1 FM. This front that came through saw one flicker of lightning.
Yeah.
As I pulled up to the side of the building, and there's another one behind there. So after this clears, we'll be a little bit dry, and then we have more.
Yeah. Like yesterday, there'll be that morning surge, then there'll be some more showers and thunderstorms filling in between the two.
There is nothing like a good morning surge. Yeah.
That's what Siri said.
We're going to be talking about aches and pains and the ages they tend to come up in our TV chat this morning. Yeah,
what a wonderful, uplifting chat this is going to be.
I have finally hit that point where you end up with a pain and you have no idea how you got it.
Right.
I sat here yesterday afternoon with this, where is it? This brick of ice tucked into the seat because it's hurting there for some reason. I don't even know why.
I thought you were happy to see us.
Whoops. There goes the brick of ice. I may zip that into the vest. It certainly will come in handy. And I have some CBD topical cream.
Hey,
wait a minute. I've what I did? I grabbed the hickory smoke powder instead of the CBD cream.
That's a good thing you checked.
Oh, my God.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
You got that. Might not feel any better, but, boy, you sure does smell good.
Why is Beatty showing so much interest?
Yeah, that hickory smoke powder. Craig. Yeah.
How did I manage that?
Jeez. When you get older.
Thank you there, whippersnapper. Appreciate the analysis. 10 minutes after six, I'm not sure if we're going to have a rocket scientist or our most electrifying story of the morning, but something's coming up. We're just playing as it goes. Very, very little traffic on the roads this morning. I'm waiting for Monday. I'm looking forward to it because it'll be our first day back to normal since December 17th.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think you're...
The 19th?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I know our crew is together for the first time since December 17th because Andrew's back, and so it'll be first time in a couple of weeks.
Let's get your local news at 6:11.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police arrested two men on attempted murder charges on New Year's Day. Authorities say Michael Berry and Joshua Coleman shot at each other around 4 a.m. Wednesday. This happened on McClendon Avenue. No one was hurt, but authorities say there is property damage. A Montgomery police car was damaged by a stolen vehicle Thursday. The driver reversed when the officer approached the car, hitting the MPD vehicle. Four people ran off after this happened, but were later taken into custody. The officer involved was not injured. And a federal judge will decide if Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill can block people on his personal Twitter account or if doing so violates their free speech rights. Merrill's attorneys argue the account is personal and not an official account of the state office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com, paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
historical discoveries. Did Amazon women really exist?
They still do! My wife gets a package every day!
Evidence of Amazon women is being found all across America.
I found this credit card statement and it's just Amazon, Amazon, Amazon!
I call myself Wonder Woman because I'm always wondering what my next purchase will be.
Some even say they are Amazon men.
My husband won't even leave the house because he's afraid he'll miss the next delivery.
Her historical discoveries, Amazon women. They used to be warriors, now they're compulsive shoppers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, if you stop getting those robocalls to tell you you're in trouble with the IRS, you're going to jail, or whatever, you'll be happy to know that the president yesterday signed a bill that offers greater protection for U.S. consumers from unsolicited robocalls. He also reauthorized an act that helps state and local law enforcement agencies process untested DNA from unsolved crimes. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, T-R-A-C.
What is that spell?
Traced. T-R-A-C-E-D. Traced. Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act gives regulators more time to find robocall scammers, levy fines for those who are caught, promote call authentication, blocking adoption, and identify those who repeatedly violate the law. That would be nice. When I see a call from my own area code, and it's not Goose,
right,
I know it's one of these, you face arrest. I mean, they put some pretty scary stuff out there.
And how about when they manufacture a local phone number, you know?
Yeah.
They emulate a local phone number with your area code, too.
Well, they keep trying to put an end to this stuff, unsolicited calls and so forth. And they had that blocking list, but I guess they, every time, well, it's like anything. They, when there's a new technology to deter something, they eventually catch up to it, so they have to invent another technology to keep up with it. So I just hope this one works. Cheap and Trashy, a little bit later this hour. Is Ozzy Osbourne on his deathbed?
You're kidding.
Well, we'll find out. That's called a tease. At 18 minutes after 6, the timeline just ahead. We're all still kind of broke just before we ended yesterday's show. The passing, very unexpected, Mark Montiel. We had JT and Leanne on yesterday afternoon because they were very close friends. And it's just, it's almost eerie in that when they were filling in the afternoon, he came and joined them on that Monday before Christmas and took a great picture. I put it on Facebook.
It's here in the studio, and it's with JT and Leanne and our logo in the background here. It's amazing that's one of his last posts.
Yeah, and I'm glad, and I said this yesterday afternoon, because they called in and talked a little bit about Mark, that he got to come back to a studio where he scared the crap out of some bad local politicians. You did not, probably one of the toughest interviews I've ever heard. Sometimes he would, I guess because he was a good cross-examiner as a lawyer.
Right.
He kind of deployed that practice in interviews, and sometimes I would squirm on behalf of the person he was questioning because he was so good and pulled no punches. So, and only 62.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know the age.
Wow. Anyhow, it is 19 after the hour. I hate to say it because it is raining and there's a lot of idiots that you're taking your time. You may be going a little bit under the limit down the road, but some jackass has to come roaring out of nowhere. Look at me. I can do 80 when it's raining this hard. Probably going to be some wrecks today. We certainly hope and pray it ain't you. But whenever you need top-notch body work, go to the gold standard, and that is Montgomery Paint and Body. Their building is brick and mortar, but the founding principles of MPB are what really matter. While everybody else was playing games in this town, Donnie Turner set up shop and said, "We're not doing it. We're going to repair everything that needs to be fixed when a car is brought to us. No steps will be skipped. Even though we could do it, the consumer would never know. We could pocket that money." He just, you know, it's not in the DNA to do that. And now they have literally compelled everybody else to pay attention. In fact, one of America's largest insurance companies went through MPB and videotaped their process. Sure, they have state-of-the-art equipment and talented people, but their process is to show others this is how it should be done. So why go anywhere else? Your insurance adjuster will be happy to know your car is going to be in their capable hands. Their number is 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 621. I'm going to go down and see if it's still raining. Next.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 this morning. Traffic is very busy on the interstates through downtown Montgomery. We're clear at the interchange. Looking at the boulevard, we've got some congestion at most of the major intersections. And a lot of cars coming in from Wetumpka on the Northeast Boulevard over to about Ware's Ferry. Little congestion on the Northern Boulevard near Jackson Ferry. Raining ugly this morning. Please leave a little bit early. Drive carefully this morning and definitely buckle up. It just saves lives. No two ways around it. Reinhardt Toyota has too many vehicles left over from 2019, and they gotta go. More are on the way. The deals are incredible at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect. With best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh,
Amazons. She a pet from my parents. Got 8 dozen socks, then I got 8 dozen more. A taxidermist home kit. Really do not want it. Go, 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 going back to the store. Got a giant yellow necktie, a vacuum and some hair dye. Look at all the crappy presents lying on the floor. A brand new bathroom scale, some press on fingernails. Go, 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 going back to the store. Returning and exchanging everything that's bad. And so next year, this is what I'll do. Do, do, do. I won't make it too hard. I'll just ask for gift cards. Go, 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 going back to the store.
It is 6:25 with the timeline for January the 3rd. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the third day of the year. There are 363 days left in this leap year on Festival of the Sleep a Day. Fruitcake Toss Day. Johnny Carson, you said, love making fun of. He says there's only one fruitcake in the world, and it's passed on.
We should play the fruitcake lady later. She's always funny.
Why do they call her that, I wonder?
Well, she was just an old lady that gave really blunt answers to people that asked stupid questions and very funny stuff.
It's National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day. No thanks. Trying to quit. Boy, I'm trying to get back on a regimen. 1521 on this date, Martin Luther was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church. That's when the Lutherans came to be. 1920 on this date, the Boston Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees for $125,000, a measly $125,000, which put a curse on them that lasted for over 80 years, sold to finance a play on Broadway.
Which bombed.
Oh, my gosh. Who was the guy? Who was
Harry Frazee.
Oh, my gosh. 1922, the sarcophagus, I can't say that, of King Tut was discovered by British Egyptologist, I said that, Howard Carter. Sarcophagus. His grave. 1952, NBC premiered Dragnet, starring Jack Webb and MASH superstar Harry Morgan as, what was Harry called? What was the character's name? It was do you remember?
No.
Popular radio series since 1949, the police drama Dragnet became one of the first TV series filmed in Hollywood instead of New York City. 1959, Alaska becomes the 49th state. 1961, the U.S. diplomatically circumcised Fidel Castro by severing relations with the Cubans. On this date in 1967, Jack Ruby, the Dallas nightclub owner who killed and the alleged assassin president of John F. Kennedy, dies of cancer in a Dallas hospital. 1970, B.J. Thomas, number one. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Good day for the anniversary. Still raining outside, by the way. I did go and check.
Did you find out how much rain you had?
No, I have not.
Last I checked, it was 5. Yeah, I got 0.5.
You got half an inch in that storm, and so your 24-hour total is probably...
I had 45 when I left the house this morning.
0.9, right? Something like that.
I'll check 24. Go ahead.
1970, lead singer Davy Jones announced that he was leaving the Monkees. And now our song of the day. I saw a great special over the holidays on the life and career of Linda Ronstadt. And I was just amazed. I have a new appreciation for her and her amazing career and the whole Ronstadt catalog of songs. You can watch the special on Amazon Prime if you want. And also, I think... CNN Go has it, too. A couple of Eagles were in her band before they formed their own group, including Don Henley. This is the song that started the amazing career. Michael Nesmith wrote it. Linda and the Stone Ponies. It's the beat of a different drum on the timeline.
You and I cuddle to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Whoa, you cry.
caller who wants something on the Dragnet thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, what was Harry Morgan's character's name?
Joey.
Hey, hi. Good morning. Hello, you there?
Joey, his last name was Gannon.
Oh, yeah.
Gannon, that's right, yeah.
I feel like
all right, man, have a good one. Roll Tide.
Appreciate it.
Roll Tide. Hey, did the final... Oh, no, that won't happen until next week.
Yeah, that's next week. Did you see the game in Birmingham yesterday was delayed by 90 minutes due to weather?
No,
lightning.
I did not.
Yeah. 1973, Yankees purchased by George Steinbrenner for $12 million. The Yankees are now worth over $1 billion.
They're worth over $4
billion. Is that right? Yeah. So this is old information.
Forbes just came out with their annual professional team evaluation list. They're right behind. Some soccer team in England is worth more than they are.
$4 billion. So Steinbrenner got a good deal with $12
million? Oh, you couldn't even get an infielder for $12 million today.
1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1990, ousted Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega. Noriega, not from Nicaragua, surrendered to U.S. forces. I'm having a tough morning. 10 days after cowering like a little girl at the Vatican's diplomatic mission following the U.S. invasion of Panama. 1993, President Bush and Russian President Boris Yeltsin signed a nuclear missile reduction treaty in Moscow. 1999, big blizzard in the Great Lakes. And let's see. We've got some birthdays here. Dabney Coleman is 88 today. Stephen Stills is 75. John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin is 74. Victoria Principle. How old is Victoria Principle, you think?
I'm going to guess 71.
70. You're really good at this game. Mel Gibson is how old?
I'm also going to put him close to 70.
64.
Like I said.
Eli Manning is 39. Valentine's Day is 40 days away. Spring is 58 days away. The first MLB game that counts is 84 days away. And that is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I cannot find a deserving rocket scientist today. I'm struggling. But I do want to mention that Applied Security, we will have a rocket scientist later. Somebody's bound to surface. It could be this person that spent considerable time and energy to determine that it takes the average parent 4 days a year to get their kids into the car. It's a story. I mean,
what about pets? Yeah, what about pets?
Sometimes they're eager to go. Oh, going bye-bye, right? Is Bailey tough to get in the car?
I help her into the car.
Yeah.
She's moving slower.
Well, my dogs treat the car with great suspicion, to say the least.
They never know where the destination's going to be.
If you want to protect your home, your property, and work with a company that's local, so whenever you need something, they're right here. You're not dialing 800 numbers and dealing with people you won't get to know. We recommend Applied Security. They've been protecting us at Blue Water since this building opened, and their technologies are state-of-the-art and absolutely secure. They can do video monitoring. In fact, they can monitor your property for under $30 a month. So call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. As I mentioned, state-of-the-art technologies, local service, great company. 279-8338, their Alabama Electronics Security Board permit is number 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
That line of storms that went through early this morning, some of you probably slept through it, but it's still raining to beat the band along that line from Roanoke to, it's just coming into Auburn, Opelika, Tuskegee, Union Springs. Still raining here in East Montgomery, and the rain continues in Prattville, and I see a severe thunderstorm warning down in South Alabama, down around the Monroeville area at the moment. Our forecast, we're still in the juicy air. We had low 70s during the pre-dawn hours this morning. We're in the mid-60s right now. We'll see a high near 70 today with a shower and thunderstorm risk through midday, then periods of rain later today and tonight, rain ending late tonight, tapering off. colder, low 50. I guess there could be a leftover shower first thing in the morning. Windy, colder, high in the low 50s. You'll swear it's colder than that. Mostly clear, cold Saturday night, 31 by dawn Sunday. But Sunday's a nice day with sunshine, high in the upper 50s. Maybe some more showers Tuesday. Right now this morning, still raining. Calm wind, 66 degrees, 636.
All right, fresh traffic report filed by Skipper. Let's see what's happening out there. It looks busy.
Well, top of the morning to you. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Moderate to sometimes heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning. A lot of cars on the road. No issue at the 65-85 merge downtown. Things are moving smoothly on the interstates. Congestion around the city right now from the Wetumpka Highway to Wears Ferry Road on the Boulevard, the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road, Troy Highway, East-South Boulevard. It is raining. Buckle up. Slow down this morning and let's be careful out there. We have no accidents that we know of called into us at this time, so everything seems to be moving fine in Montgomery. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The State Department out with a warning for all Americans in Iraq.
Get out of the country immediately. They are saying they are at threat for kidnapping or even being killed.
Fox's Trey Yinks.
This coming after that strike last night outside of Baghdad's international airport killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani, this leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Additionally, seven other people were killed, including a deputy in a very large Iraqi-Iranian-backed Shia militia. It's important to note here that the Iranians today are vowing to respond.
Some Democrats, like presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, calling President Trump's actions reckless. The price of oil jumping after the attack, and stock futures on Wall Street are sharply lower, with the Dow down more than 300 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Check this out, Jay.
Want to kick Baby Yoda in the ribs. Wanna see his green intestines on the floor.
Well, that's fun.
Wanna take his big black eyes, eat them with a side of fries, roast his carcass on a fire.
What is this? Why? What
it's
is
this?
Baby Yoda.
Yoda. What is...
Baby Yoda.
Wants to kick Baby Yoda in the ribs?
I guess they're sick of Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda.
Probably. Well, the show's over with until October or November, I think.
I'm just trying to make a statement about our cultural reference.
It's Yoda.
Relevance. We're all a little bit slow this morning, aren't we?
Yeah. I tripped through the timeline there.
That was really rough.
Well, this is the last Abby Normal work day.
And what day is it?
You know?
Well, yesterday was Monday and today is Friday. That's kind of how it feels.
Really weird.
I should put the thing out so people can hear what we're hearing.
Right?
Some of the bizarre noises they're making over there.
Oh, yeah. So it's the first time that all of us are together since December 17th, I think.
Wow. We have to play this until we know when they're going to come to us, so we apologize for those of you who are wondering why we're just sitting here going...
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Apparently our bodies have about 40 good years in them before they start breaking down.
A new survey asked people what ages they felt different parts of their bodies start to fall apart, and basically everything starts going south around 40. That includes back pain at an average age of 44, bad knees at 47, hearing loss at 49.
Well, I must be advanced. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi there. I think the timing of your first back pain has a lot to do with the first time you get hit by a bus.
I bet.
Because mine started at 16.
16.
It's been an issue ever since.
Oh, no.
But there's
you were very much advanced. I think I spoke too soon.
I was in good shape. That would have killed me. It was during spring football practice, so at least I was in good shape. But...
Just a big hit on the football field. He's thinking it's been a bus all these years. He just got trucked.
Truck, not bus. Steve thought.
The timing of this is interesting because I guess I'm at that age where you can hurt yourself and not even know how you did it. Because I've got this ice pack. This is a brick of ice.
Oh.
That I've been keeping behind my lower back because I pulled a muscle on the right side or something, but I don't remember when it happened or how I did it.
Yeah.
But it does hurt.
I've been a lucky guy because I've been past 40 for a long, long time, and I have very few complaints. I have a little bit of, in my knee, a little bit of arthritis in the knee, and that's about it. I understand, though, when you get back pain, though, that's probably the worst thing in the world, right?
Yes, and it's hard to get rid of. Jay, how about you?
I'm good.
Okay, back to you.
He's just a little south of 41. No, 41, right?
Yeah, I'm 41.
Right,
yeah.
So what about, it says the sense of smell dulls at 46?
I didn't know that. Because I can still smell a lot of things in this building.
We have people here at our company that haven't discovered the miracle of an exhaust fan. I don't need to say anything more than that.
That's enough right there.
Yeah. Or a courtesy flush.
Those kinds of things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I may have had the back problems. Ankles weak at age 47. That was no ankle issues whatsoever.
No, I haven't had ankle or back issues.
In fact, I rollerbladed.
Knock on whatever this is.
Miles every day. This is a particle board, I believe.
Is it particle board? Okay.
Well, maybe older than that. I have no idea. Really.
So, Jalea and Andrew, you have a lot to look forward to.
Yes.
As
your body's breaking down.
Age. Enjoy it now.
I think my shoulder is just going to fall off my body at age 40 because it's basically already done everything else at this
point.
Your
shoulder has been operated on so many times, I feel like, that it's basically that's the next
by
step.
By 25, three operations.
I did not know that.
Andrew, would you like to see the zipper in my shoulder? I had a rotator cuff repair here, and I still got, they used to put those zipper stitches in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like having a
cartoons.
Fly on my shoulder.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I got a pretty big scar right here as well.
They have matching scars in.
I tell people it's a shark bite.
Oh, yeah.
That's a better story.
Much better story.
It's a much better story.
Trying to play tennis.
And we start losing our hearing at 49.
What?
What? You did not disappoint me. But they do. Somebody did a study, and I guess when you work in our business and you wear headphones now, you're supposed to keep your volume so you just hear yourself at a normal level.
Not me, man.
But there are
you
some
guys.
People in There are some people who are
nervous about my right ear with my earpiece.
I don't even feel comfortable unless I hear everything blaring in my ear. Like, that's how I know that it's working.
And we
like,
just make it worse, because the worse our hearing gets, we turn it up more.
Yeah, or then we speak louder to each other, which is probably not helping out either. So at least as long as I keep it in this ear, I'll have this good ear to.
But the key thing is, you guys.
Until 49, yeah.
You guys look good. That's what really matters.
And my hearing is good enough to know that the producer said rap, I think. I smelt that.
Exactly. Forget how we feel. As long as we're looking good, we're good, right?
And likewise, guys.
That's it. That's what matters.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
All righty.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Monday will be the first normal day of the year. That went well.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
It was also kind of reassuring to know that the whippersnappers get their shares of aches and pains as well. Is it really 646?
Tis. I did a measurement here. I would have an inch, 1.01 inches at least, 24-hour period.
24-hour.
Yeah.
I'm at 1.3 for 24 hours. Yeah.
And because I'm looking here, and it's about 11:13 p.m. last night, I hit the 0.51 mark.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I check again, and I'm up at 0.50, so that's got to be, that's got to be an inch and 1.01 inches of rain.
Yeah,
in Prattville.
Right. Yeah, right.
So that sound about right?
Yeah, I mean it's a little less than the airport and a little less than East Montgomery, but yeah, that's in the ballpark. Sure.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, before we hit the cheap and trashy here, I got a nice note from Jason Brown. I like to post stuff from the Babylon Bee. It is a satirical website. It's actually good at what National Lampoon used to be really good at. And I've got a couple of things posted. I recommend it some people look at it. It's so close to the truth, and that's what makes it funny. So check that out. That's on my Facebook page this morning. And I also have this for January 3rd. You may have mentioned this, but I want to hear it because I haven't heard this in a long time.
History Soundbites.
January 1910. Our microphones are in New York City as radio pioneer Lee DeForest completes the world's first radio broadcast.
That's the latest from Enrico Caruso on Power 000, where we've got stacks of wax and miles of smiles and tons of fun. Because if you're the fifth caller right now, you'll win. Nothing, because no one's invented those crappy T-shirts yet.
And that's another of History's Soundbites.
648 Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. We are, I get to make my first payment this weekend, and I make them happily. We are six-time purchasers at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You know, here's the thing. A low-mileage 19 Rogue, and I saved a ton of money on it because it already had some miles pre-owned, but it's still got 24,000 warranty miles and the full 100,000 powertrain warranty as well. And got it at, I'd say at least $50 to $60 a month less than if I had purchased new. This is why I like to do that. So you can get what you want, get the type of vehicle you want, the brand that you want, because they've got something for everybody. They asked me to tell you about vehicles that are available under 10. They've got quite a selection of cars close to or under 5, like this 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring Sedan, $5,400. Terry Adams was here yesterday and noticed the 2012 Suzuki SX4. That is a great car. He knows his motors. And, of course, every motor of every vehicle in the Jack Ingram Signature Used Car lot has been thoroughly vetted by their mechanics. So this is a place you can shop with confidence. Now, I drive by this place on Taylor Row where I see cars for sale with a sign in the window. I don't think that's a very good way to shop for your next vehicle, a second car for the family, or a new driver in the house. See Tip Thames and his team. And by the way, Greg in the finance department has over 20 options for financing. If you may have had a credit issue or something, don't let it stop you from visiting and buying at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, jackingram.com, or visit them at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. See Tip Thames and his great team.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Have either of you seen Uncut Gems?
No.
No.
stars Adam Sandler. It's gotten a lot of critical acclaim, but it also earned the less stellar recognition for dropping the F-bomb 408 times during the film.
What is it on? Is it on Netflix? What's that?
It's in theaters.
Oh, it's in theaters.
Yeah. It's the seventh most
obscene
F-bombs in a movie ever. Yeah.
Captain America actress has been charged with murder. An actress with a small role in Captain America, the First Avenger, is accused of fatally stabbing her mother inside a Kansas City house. Molly Fitzgerald was arrested Tuesday and charged with second-degree murder after authorities discovered 60-year-old Patricia Fitzgerald dead in an Olathe, Kansas home December 20th. She was arrested and charged. Fitzgerald played the part of Stark Girl in the 2011 Captain America film and is credited on her IMDb page with being an assistant to the film's director, Joe Johnston. I think we know what that means when somebody's an assistant to the director. Jamie Lee Curtis will be honored at the 2020 Society of Camera Operators Awards.
Camera Operator Awards?
Yeah, they got an award show and a ceremony for everything.
COAs?
Yeah.
COAs?
The prestigious COAs. Yeah, right. We are honored to present this award to such an iconic, talented, and truly brilliant professional as Jamie Lee Curtis. Her work has inspired so many of us. We're all appreciative of her extraordinary
operators.
Lifetime achievement, Rich. Society of Camera Operators. That would be SOCO, I guess. Mentioned Don Larson, the only man to pitch a perfect game in the World Series.
Yeah.
One little tidbit on that. He was 90. One little tidbit. He did not know it was a perfect game until it was over. He knew it was a no-hitter, but he didn't realize that his perfect game in the series was the first one that had been pitched in 32 years. They've happened a little more frequently lately, but imagine that.
No.
Prince William has introduced the Earthshot Prize.
What does that mean?
Well, let's find out. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, that's William and Kate, announced on their Twitter account they had a big surprise coming. Some thought it might be another pregnancy or another personal reveal. The big announcement is the prince revealed he has launched Earthshot Prize, an ambitious set of challenges to inspire a decade of action to repair the planet.
Well, I still don't know what they're looking for, what they want. How do you win that award?
How do you repair the planet? What, do you take it to Don Duncan and drop it off? I mean, come on. Repair the planet. The planet is not broken.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. Orange is the New Black actress, Danielle Brooks.
Is that still on?
I think it is.
No, it's... Yeah, it's. I think it's done. It's done. Yeah. Had its last season this past year, 2019.
I watched one episode of that show. It was...
I saw the first season, and I said, that's enough.
Yeah. Anyway, she is engaged to Dennis. Yeah, I've never heard of either one of them. Kathy Griffin, I don't want to talk about her. This is big news.
Was she complaining about?
Oh, who knows, the fact that she has no career.
Yeah.
But boy, Anderson Cooper really filled that void on New Year's Eve, didn't he? Talking about
somebody's
sizable things.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it degenerated into, New Year's Eve night. Bristol Palin has split with her boyfriend.
You're kidding.
Only 2 months after going public, the 29-year-old former Teen Mom OG star shared the news during an Instagram Q&A when she was asked if she was dating anyone, and she promptly replied,
"No."
Bristol and her real estate agent, Bo, first opened up about the relationship in November, posting a photo from a Texas A&M football game. America Ferrera, there's a name that got a lot of play when she first came on the scene. She stars in a show called Superstore. Anybody ever watch that?
No. I've seen one episode of that, I think.
Super what?
Superstore, something like that. It's just about a bunch of people who work at a Walmart-type place.
Yeah.
But it's... I actually thought it was funny, the one episode I thought. And after I watched it, I thought, yeah, I should probably start watching the show. I never did, but I was like, that's not as bad as I thought it was. Because every time I saw it, I thought, that looks like crap. And then I saw one, and I was like, that's not bad.
Mad TV did a hilarious, I think it might have even been based on this kid called The Big Store. Mm-hmm. And everybody looked like they worked at Walmart, but they had all this drama going on between the guy in the tire department and the person that was working and customer refunds. pretty well done. Look it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there. Matt Lauer is reportedly dating his longtime public relations executive. She's got a great gig, huh? The 62-year-old disgraced former Today Show host was seen boarding a flight with her in New Zealand after reportedly spending the holiday. Sounds like Matt must have saved his money because he ain't working. I don't see anybody picking him up.
Yeah, but he was being paid millions, so probably he put some of that away, you think? I don't know.
It's hard to tell. His wife, I know, received a generous portion.
Yes, she did.
Of his career earnings. At 6:56, I'm going to go down and check the rain in a moment, but first let's talk about, we were talking about back pain and stuff a few minutes ago on TV. Here's Jay with a suggestion.
Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Or if you'd like to go online and see everything that they've got, it is millbrookchiropractor.com. Both their name and their website tell you exactly where they're at, Millbrook. And if you go to their website, you can find out the exact location of where they are, or better yet, the phone number where you can call them, 285-8483. But like I said, millbrookchiropractor.com is going to be your one-stop place for everything you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. If you've never been a patient, you can fill out all of your new patient forms right there online. You don't have to mess with it on a clipboard sitting in the waiting room. You can go ahead and do it online and get it to them, and it's all done. No problem. If you do want to, you know, do the paper thing, you can actually print them out from their website and fill them out at home and bring them in. Whatever's more convenient for you, not only works for them, but they want it to work for you so that you can get better. They specialize in things just making you feel better with the aches and pains that you go through, like Greg is currently positioning himself right now.
It's got to be better than a bag of ice against your back in a chair.
Yeah, trying to get that bag of ice situated. Oof. Don't be like Greg. Go get yourself fixed over at Millbrook. Well, repaired at Millbrook Family Chiropractor.
I need to get fixed.
Yes, yeah, millbrookchiropractor.com is their web address.
I've been fixed by time. It is 6:57. We're going to check traffic. Fox News coming up in the next hour. Jay will be back with random facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic Highway 14 just out of Prattville. If you're on the Selma Highway passing Big Bass Bait and Tackle, just down the road from you at Fogarty Road, we have an accident affecting both lanes. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-85 southbound just past the Victory Land exit headed into Montgomery. We have a minor accident there that's causing a slowdown. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the merge. Light congestion on the boulevard around the city at the red lights. Atlanta Highway is light to moderate. Raining. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning and let's be safe out there. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.